This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Black Force Motorsports, BMW, Porsche, or Mini. Looking for a dealer alternative? You can't beat Black Forest Motorsports. You also want to go racing? SCCA Solo One. They can set your car up to win. All it takes is talent. Just go to blackforestautomotive.com. blackforestmotive.com. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, David.
6 years.
I know. I cannot believe I've started sitting across from you 6 years ago.
And by the way, did you notice the color of your hair in that last picture?
Not as much gray?
None.
Oh, that's
zero.
I
was so.
Thanks for pointing that out to everybody.
That's, well, I didn't have that much either.
Well, you didn't have it on your chinny chin chin.
Well, that's true, too. Who did you bring in today?
Oh, wow. I can't believe who I'm rubbing elbows with.
Yeah, you were all excited. Got your picture taken.
I did. To my left, we have a professional BMX racer. Mm-hmm. Not only does he race, he's a track owner and a coach.
Looks too young to be a track owner, doesn't he?
No. And to my right, we have an up-and-coming BMX racer. He is racing at the expert level, and he's just an all-around great kid. Please welcome Tyler Brown and Andrew Bryson.
All right. For some reason, I didn't write Andrew Bryson. All right. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. All right. So, Tyler, where's your track?
I have two. I have one located at the Olympic Training Center at Chula Vista, and then in the Kearney Mesa area.
Fantastic.
Which is beautiful, by the way. I went to go watch Andrew race. That track is beautiful. It almost looks like a sculpture. Is it clay?
So that was kind of our goal this year. I took over that track a couple years ago. It's one of the oldest tracks in the country. So our goal was to get, it started in the mid-70s. It's been around. There's only one that can battle one out in Florida. So it's been one of the oldest tracks in the country. And my goal was last year to try to get us the number one track in California, which we did that. So now my goal this year is to kind of beautify it and make it look really nice and aesthetically just make it look like the track, look like it should be.
It looked like a model, like you went and sculpted it.
We definitely did.
Well, getting the track as smooth as what he's talking about has got to be an art, and we're going to talk to him about that. But Andrew! How long have you been pedaling?
For about 9 or 10 years now. I think I started biking when I was four. I started BMX racing when I was four. And then I got my first real BMX bike when I turned five.
Wow. So probably parents backing you pretty heavy duty.
Yeah.
He has a proud papa behind him in studio now.
I bet you got good grades too, huh?
Yeah.
He is an excellent student, Dave.
That's because he'll take away his bicycle.
Is that true, Dad? Give me a thumbs up. Is that true, Dad?
Yeah. Bad grades, bike goes away. Good grades, he stays on. Now, is this the guy that's in your class?
Yeah, he's a current student at Lewis Middle School, and just everyone loves him. He's a great kid. He's humble. I know he's fast. I've seen him race. His coach says he's good, but he's very humble about it, and that really stands out about you, and I can trust him, and he gives me his best.
Well, that's good. If you're going to get into, any other sport, that's great, but always talk about your sponsors, which we'll do in a moment.
See, it's not just me, Andrew.
Look, he's whipping out the old sponsor list.
He knows.
Well, isn't it true? If you don't talk about your sponsors, they're not going to talk about you when it comes to contracts.
Yeah, and Mr. Brown has them as well.
Absolutely.
So how long have you rode?
I've been racing. I started a lot later than him. I was 12 turning 13, but I've been racing professionally now about 18 years, 19 years. Next
year
will be 20.
So tell the listeners, why would it be something that they should get their kids involved? What benefit would you say the kids could get out of this?
I mean, there's so many, right? Like, as far as a family, one thing I love is just the family atmosphere that we have out of the track. It's something that everybody can participate in, from the little kids to parents and grandparents.
Right.
But as far as just what you can learn from the sport of BMX, I mean, I've been able to transition what I learned as a professional BMX racer into my professional career when it comes to running BMX tracks, I'm sure Andrew can agree, the things that he's learned in training, he's been able to apply in school to excel there. Mm-hmm. The lessons that you learn from this sport can be transferred into any aspect in life, whether it be continuing in your BMX path, your business, your school, your work, your family, whatever it is.
And you're healthy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I mean, having fun.
Well, it's not a sport. No offense to football, no offense to soccer, no offense to wrestling. You know, unless you fall off your bike, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, you have to. And what I like about those, about my sport versus those, nothing against them.
No.
Those are all team sports, where with this.
Is you.
It's all you. And the good and the bad, right? Mm-hmm. If something happens, well, you should have been further in front. But if it goes right, like, you're the one that put in the hard work and you're the one that won.
Yeah. Yes.
So I got to ask you, Andrew, when you get out in front, have you figured out how to keep breathing?
Yeah.
But that's tough,
isn't
it? Do
you? It's less than 40 seconds.
It don't make no difference, man.
Do
when
you
you're
breathe?
When you're in the front, it's like you forget. I know. It's crazy. I don't think his mic is on.
Yeah, I can't hear him, Brendan.
Well, you start talking. I'll go yell at Brendan.
No yelling. Just confirmation that it's up.
Start talking. All right, we'll keep talking here. What else do you want to know about BMX? I love talking about BMX. We can do it all day long.
Well, I mean, it was life-changing for you, correct?
Absolutely.
Like, it kept you focused. We always talk about it keeps you busy and out of trouble.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
So, I mean, if we want to get real deep without taking up too much time, I was raised by a single mom who had to work multiple jobs just to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. I was a young kid who was getting into all kinds of trouble until I found my BMX bike and went to my first race. As soon as I did that, it was like blinders. I could see nothing else. All I wanted to do was go to the track. All I wanted to do was ride my bike. So it made it really easy for me to kind of stay out of trouble and give me a real good, clear, focused plan.
So, Andrew, at school, say during your math class, do you think about an upcoming race or a track? I daydream. So you can be honest here. I daydream sometimes about a track.
Yes, sometimes, especially if I know the track. If I'm ever just super bored and, like, for example, in math class, if I already know it, if I already understand the subject enough, I'll kind of start just trying to map out a strategy, like my ideal run.
I've asked him about a race before. He's a smart racer coach. He's a smart racer. I'm telling you probably
this.
But he studies his opponent. I remember him talking about either you or your opponent went high into the turn. That was you, and then you came down low and got past the guy. So you knew your opponent was going to do the opposite.
Yeah.
And then, as you were saying, to apply to life, do you stop and think about what you could have done different?
Definitely. After the race, I kind of go through it. Like, my dad always records almost every single race ever ever done.
Don't you hate that sometimes?
Sometimes, but. Yeah, it kind of helps me out because I asked him to send them to me, especially the goods and the bad ones.
Yeah, the extremes.
Well, yeah, you got it. Because, I mean, how are you going to learn? Because, I mean, I know you're young and you got a great memory, but you don't have that good of a memory because you're so wrapped up. How many bikes usually run in a heat?
Well, we have a maximum of 8 per moto.
Okay.
Yeah, it's moto. I learned the lingo. Yeah.
And I think that's a safe number.
Yeah.
You know, anything more than that, someone's going to get hurt.
It can get a little chaotic, yeah.
Well, yeah, elbows can be broken and wires put in them.
A few times.
We try not to talk about it. Try not to have that happen too much, but anything does happen.
But the body heals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of safety gear do you recommend?
Well, we have to, by requirement, you have to have pants, long sleeve shirt, and a helmet.
Okay.
That's anybody. If it's your first day, you got to have that to get on.
Gotcha.
Beyond that, knee pads, elbow pads, things like that. I know Andrew runs a chest protector. Some riders run neck braces.
Sure.
You know, just kind of
it's
on
optional.
Preference.
Okay. Yeah. I thought I saw that. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Which I don't know if I would not do that, you know, because all it takes is one mishap.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, and a little safety. And then once you wear it, right, you get comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or once the gate drops. I know I notice everything until the green flag, and then I know, you know, I forget about everything.
Is it
a nice escape? Though it's short, just being at the track, it's a nice.
Yeah, definitely. If you're ever, like, not super clear-headed, you can kind of just go and, like, you don't even have to try that hard. You can always just go and have, like, one day where you're just working on skills and doing fun stuff like jumping and manualing.
Right.
And that's all Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. How many times a week are you at the track?
At least 3. Sometimes 4.
How often are you open?
Well, between the two tracks, we're open 7 days a week.
Okay. And I'm sure you got a website.
Yep.
What's the website?
We have sandiegobmxtrack.com and then chulavistabmx.com.
Right. And Facebook. I saw the commercial kind of 50-second thing on Facebook.
Oh, our recent Facebook ad that we're doing? Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, whatever it takes. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk to the folks from Barona.
Terry.
And then Scott. And then you guys got the last 15 minutes right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford. We're nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Buying new, buying used, or getting serviced. Again, it's all about family. And service, you may not be aware of it, but they'll service every vehicle in your garage or driveway. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. That's ElCajonMotors.com. Well, Dirt Dude is not calling in because he has a very, very special guest calling in.
Terry.
We got Terry. Is it Terry Pumphrey?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. I'm so sorry I didn't get to talk to anybody too much last race. I wait.
She always waves. She works the gate when we come in, and then she works the gate in between the spectator and the...
Oh, I got exciting news. I got new responsibility.
Oh, what do you got? What are you doing now?
Well, I'm working the gate in conjunction with Chuck, so we're taking turns on that gate. But I am also being responsible for the three kids that have taken over the souvenir shop. And four of us, we might just replace Mike. Let's keep in mind that Mike has done some wonderful things for our track.
See, I didn't even know you had a souvenir shop.
Oh, it's right by where you get the food.
I've never found. I've never found the food.
It's right behind the spectators.
You brought your own air protection and never brought any children. Come on, Dave.
Well, for one,
you better.
You'll hate
this.
I never wear ear protection because I don't want to miss anything. And Brittany can tell you they used to make signs for me to try to find the food.
Yes.
And
I used to lead you around to the food and the bathroom and back to the track.
Hey.
We physically met 5 years ago, Dave.
I'm not an old man. Easy, girl. Hey, so
I'm 63 years old and I'm still doing it.
There you go. Well, I got a little mini motorcycle called the Monkey that I'm going to start driving out there. Hey, I understand you're trying to raise money for. Do you have a connection? Do you have a connection with the folks in Ukraine?
Yes, I do. I run a food pantry and a diaper bank for my church on Bancroft in Spring Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And we served 1,080 families last month.
Wow.
It's 4,000 and some odd people. Diaper 375 children for free for all of it throughout the month. And then we're part of the Nazarene Church, and we're offering shelter and support to Ukrainian refugees briefly as they come in from TJ. Mm-hmm. They get assistance to get planes to where family, sponsors, whatever, churches that are helping them. So we had 80 people last night before I left, and I left at 4 o'clock.
Did she say 80 people last night?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And they're amazing people, and we have to respect their privacy. We're not even, because of safety and security, we're not even saying where we're sheltering them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's taxing our accounts right now.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to look us up, it's 3310 Bancroft, Spring Valley Community Church of the Nazarene. There's a couple of links on my page that I can't access right now because my brand new puppy chewed my cord and I keep
bad dog.
On the phone. You're gonna love this, Brittany. I got a puppy he's 15 weeks old today.
What is he?
Well, he's a Great Pyrenees and Husky.
Is he gonna be a track dog? Are we gonna see him at the track?
After he has a little bit more training and I have a little bit more safety for him, because he's going to be as big as Gemma.
Yeah. No, I've got Rottweilers and Dachshunds, so I feel your pain.
So
he came to be crate trained and some obedience training, but someone sillily decided that his long lead was vinyl coated metal, and they would teach him to chew on that so they didn't have to do so too much work themselves. Yeah. I've lost the cord to my window surface edge. I've lost two cords from my other devices. I'm going to get a soft crate so that I can carry him.
Yeah.
Bring it up to the, wherever I go.
You know how big he's going to get. I'm just telling you.
I do. You have to understand that I used to, my mother loved St. Bernard's.
Oh, never mind.
My best friend did Doberman's, and I did training with all of them.
Ah, well, then you get it. You totally get it.
I do get it.
I know.
I do get it. So, but it's really important. If you can't contribute financially, which I won't lie, we need funds.
Yeah, yeah.
Please,
yeah.
Please keep mentioning their flight.
See, that's one of the fears.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
You know, it's not political.
No. But
victimized over and over again. We don't want to victimize them.
No, but see, that's one of the fears that we're going to just, this is just going to be another news flash, and we're going to forget about those folks over there, and we cannot let that happen.
We cannot do that. You have no idea how heartbreaking it is to watch people wander around glued to their phones trying to find out if their city, if their family, who's safe and who's not.
Right.
At the same time, the children are playing cheerfully. Mm. I had a little girl of 9 years old, just did some amazing charcoal line art to the little figures on a little tiny sketch pad.
Wow.
And I'm going to put that on my homepage tomorrow.
Once you get a cable.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, well, if I get back down to the church, I've got all kinds of devices there. They kicked me out for a couple of days because all of this happened rapidly. Damn near broke me.
I can imagine.
Is it safe to say that if a listener right now plans on going to the races next week, because Barona, we're racing.
I have everything available.
Okay.
I am trying to set it up so that we can have the hero cards or magnets or something outside, so that people can do their own displays, and we'll just rotate it through the racers. I'm so excited for the season over here and at Kokopah, and so excited to have our racers back.
Yeah, Kokopah, I think, race this week, this past, like yesterday, we're next weekend. Is it safe to say that someone could come find you if they want to donate and help with the cause? They come find you in the souvenir
shop? Absolutely. That will be available.
Well, you know, my schedule on KUSI, I think, is a little bit thick, but maybe I'll take a look. And if I have an opening, maybe we can get Brittany and her infamous race team off weekend, off race weekend, and come to KUSI to promote what you're trying to do so that people could go to the race that following weekend and donate.
I would love that. I was going to talk to you later about possibly doing a short, brief interview.
Right.
Not, and then later doing it.
Right. But if I can get you on KUSI, I just need a race car, and I know somebody that has one.
I do, too.
You have a race car?
Oh,
well, then we don't need Brittany's car. Hers is dirty.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Sadly, Jan and Larry are retiring, so they're not dragging our rad race car around the county right now.
Oh, you're the rad lady.
She is rad.
I am not. Honey, do you understand how many hours I work for free?
Not enough.
Every day?
Not enough. Not enough.
You tell my pastor that next week, Dave.
Well, because who was it that ran rad before you?
It was not.
Hot
that
mess.
Was Deb Chapman. That was Debbie Chapman.
Yeah, Debbie
moved.
And it still is Jessica and Jeff in North County.
But
we need somebody down here to step up.
But Miss Chapman used to come to KUSI all the time.
She's missed.
All the time.
So
all the time. Isn't anybody coming in for interviews? I know Caden Johnson and Growing Up Garage comes in.
Well, but they don't talk about rad. I want to talk about Racers Against Drugs.
Okay, I will try and work up something with Debbie so that I can talk about Racers Against Drugs.
All right, all because I need is a race car.
We need more.
Well, I seen some kids out at Best Buy. That little table. Yeah. Oh, no, that was Dare. Never mind. That was Dare.
Oh, yeah, that's Dare. That's a wonderful program.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So you'll be out there next weekend, Terry, working souvenir?
I absolutely am. I'm doing an Easter egg hunt and a farm style stand.
They've encouraged the drivers to bring stuff.
My wonderful volunteers down at the church are going to take over so that I can be up at souvenirs and get some modifications set up just to make our life easier.
Nice. Yeah, all the drivers have been encouraged to bring Easter stuff.
Sure.
And I'm not sure when, whether it's in between qualifying and mains, but they want the
hey, I wanted
people
to
come out.
I could phone Eric because he makes a wonderful masterful Easter egg. Easter Bunny.
Ha! You want Eric Evans to dress up like an Easter Bunny? Is that what I'm hearing?
I think so.
That's hilarious.
Oh, he does.
How about Dirt Dude? He's got the hair for it.
Yeah, but I don't think that the current bunny suit would fit. Now, it did.
Ooh. Ow!
Ouch.
Whoa!
Ouch!
Whoa!
Ouch!
It must be the mohawk that's not going to fit
probably.
In between the ears is what she's talking about.
Exactly.
Ooh, wow, I saved you on that one,
but
Terry.
But don't you think he'd look cute announced?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't
at least
you think
the bunny tail.
If he would announce all night in a bunny suit?
It's a shame he's not here to defend himself. I think Dirt Dude next week will have bunny ears and a tail as he announces the following. Because I guess we have... The first annual Greg Smith Memorial is coming up.
I can probably make that happen.
All right. Well, we got it. We got to throw a couple of schedules out quick.
Yes, first annual Greg Smith Memorial Barona non-wing sprints will be there. Pure Stocks are there. IMC Sport Compacts. They don't think they raced last week, so they're coming out. IMC Modified Pony Stocks will be up. They were not out there last week, I believe. Oh, and the dwarf cars are driving. And, of course, the mini dwarfs and the junior sprints.
All right. Well, hey, kiddos.
That's the most exciting classes right there.
What? Right. The minis? Yeah,
the minis and the, our kids are amazing.
Our next generation of racers.
All right, kiddo. Hey, thanks for calling in. Let's get hooked up, and we'll get some KUSI for Rad, and we'll see you next week.
I look forward to meeting your puppy.
Thank you, honey.
All right, we'll bring you a biscuit. Right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Paris Auto Speedway is one fast track, folks. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com. It's dirt. It's clay. It's fast. And everything is there. But right now, we have got a very special guest on the line. I personally have not made it to Mojave Valley, but I know Brittany has, and she can't stop talking about it.
Windy.
We've got Ron Myers. Hey, Ron, how's it going, buddy?
I am doing well. Thank you very much.
Ron.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I've definitely got you on my list to get out there and check out the track. Brittany's already been there, but I understand you got a pretty good race coming up.
Yes, we do. We have actually this weekend coming up, we have an Easter event coming up, which we're going to be giving. We have an Easter bunny there to give out baskets and stuff to the kids. And we're going to have... let me see what we got going on this week. I got so much going on.
I bet.
He's juggling.
See, we're trying to get our announcer at Barona to wear a bunny suit with ears and a tail.
Yeah, because he's not here to defend himself.
Because he's not
right
here.
Now.
So are you going to have your announcer do that?
Oh, no, you have USAC?
We actually have a driver that offered to do it for us, so it should be exciting.
Yeah, but you at least just threaten the announcer. It'll watch his hair stand up on end.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
That'd be fun.
So what you got your list out? If not, Brittany does.
Sprint cars coming.
We have the sprint cars coming on April 23rd, along with the Micro 600s, and we have the street stocks, and then we also have our mini sports running that same weekend. We're really excited about having the sprint car because they haven't been to the racetrack since 1998.
Wow. So, how big is your track?
We have a 1/3 mile high bank. We just put a new catch fence up there to be prepared for the sprint cars. So we try to keep our fans safe, and it's going to be very exciting.
A third That
a
is.
Catch fence, Andrew. It is what it sounds like. We have BMX riders, racers in the house.
So they're kind of dumbfounded.
A catch fence is what you might think it is. A car can do a cartwheel.
Very
and
high.
And the fence catches it.
Exactly.
I tried to avoid that.
We've had riders go over the turn at our place before.
Oh, it's tall.
There you go. See, you need a catch fence.
We do. We do.
A little net on the other side.
Yeah. Yep. So what time is the gates open?
The gates open up at 6 p.m.
Okay.
The racing starts at 7.
So for people that may not know where Mojave Valley is, where is it?
It's in between Needles and Laughlin, right off the 40.
Oh, okay.
We're right by 4 miles off the 40 freeway heading towards Laughlin.
Okay.
So yeah, you can come up there and do some gambling and try to win some money while you're up there.
I just sent him a check. It's just so much easier. It takes all the stress out of it. So how long have you been running the track?
Well, we took over last year, last year was our very first year of running, and we've done quite a few improvements to the racetrack. Mm-hmm. We just ordered a scoreboard because there's no scoreboard there. Our scoreboard should be up, and we're looking in about 2 months from now. We should have a new scoreboard put up.
Is that going to have the leaders projected, the leader numbers?
Yeah. Yes.
That's awesome.
Wow. Congratulations.
That's cool.
Anytime somebody saves a track, man, you're top on my list, man, because I tell you, once a track is gone, there's about a 99.9 chance it's never coming back again. So hats off to you. Is it you and your family?
Me and my brother and my wife.
That's awesome.
Do you guys
my children, yeah. Sorry. We've had a lot of help.
Yeah. So it's really easy to own a track, huh?
Yeah. We have another track owner right here.
It's easy to own. It's hard to operate.
Well, there's no drama in the pits. I don't know what your problem
Everybody's
could be.
Everybody's happy with every decision you make.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I used to work with Cajon Speedway, the king of drama, I might add. But that's another story.
Do you tend to have practice before a race night?
We do not. We usually... That, like I said, we just took over the racetrack last year. Mm-hmm. So last year we didn't have any practices. This year we've had two of them so far, but we tend to do it because I actually live out in California, so it's kind of hard for me to get up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So we tend to have the practice like the day after the race, so like if the racers want to come up or stay there for the next day, and the track will be in better shape, actually, to be honest with you. It'll be up there. Do is throw some water on it.
Yeah. Sure. So, yeah.
And they can camp, it sounds like, overnight, the racers in the pits?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Are you looking for sponsorship, you know, people to buy space on the fence?
We are always looking for that. All the help helps. Trust me. We have the we have the billboards in the front.
Right.
We just added them that goes behind the grandstands. And we're actually looking for a sponsor, for our billboard. Actually, we're going to have there be two locations below the scoreboard. So mm-hmm. We're always looking for sponsors, yes.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if you find somebody or if you're searching for somebody, feel free to tell them that if they sponsor your billboard, that you'll get them on the only racer show in Southern Cal that I'm aware of. And I'll even donate an hour to whatever it is they do to make a living, you know, if they'll write a check and help you out.
Very good. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, like I said, that's Brittany's and our kind of our job. I mean, we try to support every single track, you know, in the area. Unfortunately, we only have an hour of radio to do it on. I mean, like we've got a BMX track owner here in mm-hmm. studio with a top-notch rider. Yeah, it's a bicycle, but guess what? It's still, in my world, it's still, you know, racing. So we're here to help you anyway. Just talk to Scott. He'll give you my email address, phone number, and that way if you do find a sponsor, I mean, one of the things most tracks can't do is say, hey, I can get you on a local radio show for an hour and talk about what you do.
That is awesome. Thank you guys very much. And I also need to thank Scott because Scott's helped us out quite a bit.
Guys,
through his time, yeah.
Yeah, not only is he a phenomenal announcer, but he's truly a supporter of small tracks and big tracks as well. He's just a good guy all the way around.
Absolutely, yeah. We're hoping to maybe have him. We have sprint cars coming back actually in October also. And And I'm hoping to maybe have him up there doing the announcing for us.
Ooh. Ooh, there you go. So for now, the most important part of the track, how are the concession stands? Because you got to eat.
That is awesome. Yeah, we have very good food. They're great hot dogs, hamburgers. The concessions is actually very good.
Any nachos?
Very affordable. Oh, yeah, nachos.
Yeah, okay. Really,
cheese, however you want them, we can make them for you.
Maybe you can explain this to me. Why is it track food is always better than any other place you go get that same kind of food? I don't understand it.
Well, the dirt track, because you get a little bit of mud mixed in there.
Exactly. That's the special ingredient.
Maybe a little nitro, a little bit of methane in there.
A little bit of adrenaline and excitement might help. So yeah. April 23rd, exactly. Sprint cars.
Right.
Gates at 6, exactly. Racing 7. Nachos at 7:30.
Yeah, 7:15. Yeah.
Okay.
Or 7. You can start eating nachos at 6 o'clock.
Okay, I like the way you roll. Can spectators bring in a cooler? Or is that a no-no?
That's a no-no.
And so, there are stands, I assume.
How many sprint cars you expect?
Well, I'm expecting. Tony Jones told me that they're expecting probably 22, but I'm hoping
Ooh,
more.
22.
I'm hoping to draw some cars more out of like the Phoenix area. So. Yeah. I'm actually hoping to get maybe 26 to 28. That's what I'm hoping for.
Wow.
It's, like I said, it's a new facility that they haven't raced at for quite some time, so I'm hoping that we'll get some newcomers out there.
It's a lot of horsepower out there on the track.
Well, and you just
a lot.
You just got to figure out how to get the word out. You got to go social media. You got to do whatever you got to do. And once they find it, they'll come to it. It's you know, because tracks aren't as fluid as they are in the Midwest.
You're right about that. Yeah, we're trying to bring it back close here to this West Coast, though. It's getting better, I think, between Paris, Barona,
right?
Arpac, you have Cocopaw.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but there's a lot of sprint cars actually out in the Phoenix area, so I'm hoping we draw some from the Phoenix, which is probably about 220 miles from where we're at. So
yeah, well, that's not bad. That's not yeah. a bad jaunt. It's better than some tracks you have to go to. Let me tell you. Yeah, like Ventura. Yeah, have you ever tried to drive to Ventura?
No, there's a little bit of traffic.
Traffic.
But the ocean and palm trees. There are palm trees in the pit area.
If you can believe
it. It's
that.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Nice pits.
So, what's your website?
It's MojaveValleyRaceway.com.
Okay.
It has their full schedule on there, when we're running, and the times, and the classes we're running, and we close up through the summertime because it's just too hot out in the desert.
Yeah.
And then we'll reopen back up in early September. Our last race is around, I think, May 21st is our last race, and we shut down until September.
Right. So when they go to the website, like say somebody wants to, you know, get into a class, do you have all the rules and regulations as to what they need to do to participate in a class?
Yes, sir. That's all on our website.
Gotcha.
It tells you everything about it. And we just actually, this year, we started running the Sport Compact, which is IMC sanctioned, which is a very cheap engine. You can probably build a car. We actually built a car earlier in the year, and we auctioned it off. We sold like 300 tickets.
That's
and gave it away.
Cool.
And, to try to build that. But we had, you could probably build one of those cars for about $2,500, so it's pretty cheap to get into.
Sure.
Yeah, Andrew, if you ever want to race a car, you get into the Sport Compact.
As your dad's over there going, no, bicycles are fine.
Don't take him away from me. Come on now.
Oh, yeah,
sorry.
Listen to that.
Sorry, coach. Sorry, coach.
Hey, do you have any military bases out in your neck of the woods?
We do not. The closest one, I guess, would be Vegas. Nellis Air Force Base would be probably the closest one to us.
Because you'd be surprised. If you let the military know that you've got a track, and, oh, my goodness, just go to Morale, Welfare, and Recreation, MWR, and just let them know you guys are out there, you'd be surprised how far they'll travel.
We do a military discount, senior
awesome.
And military discounts. We do have that on our website also.
Yeah. I'd reach out to Nellis. You got nothing to lose. You'd be surprised how far a military personnel will drive to go. Because, you know, they don't all come from Nevada and California and Arizona. There's a lot of kids that come from the Midwest who eat, sleep, and drink, you know, sprint cars, and they don't get to see, you know, as much as they did when they were home. So, I mean, it's just a thought.
Yeah, my son's in the Navy, and he's actually stationed down there in San Diego, actually, and a lot of his buddies and stuff from the military comes out of
cool.
the race.
Well, see, there you go, and you get a military discount on top of it. All right.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'd just like to mention again, like I said, we're having an Easter event this weekend to where we're, like I said, we're going to have a lot of baskets for the kids. We'll have an Easter bunny there. And it'll be a good event.
Sounds like a plan. All right, buddy, give them your website one more time.
MojaveValleyRaceway.com.
All right, Ron. Perfect. Thanks a million, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too. All right, this is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. If you're into motorsports, drag racing, sand car racing, anything like that, or just general repair, Certified Car Clinic's got an in-house dyno. They can do it all. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net. CertifiedCarCare.net. All right. Introduce our guests again.
Well, Mr. Tyler Brown to my left has seen the world due to his bike skills, BMX Pro.
Yep.
And I do wonder if Andrew Bryson is hoping for the same.
Oh, he's not on. Not
again. Why do we keep turning the teenager on?
Oh, he's just not talking loud enough.
Does Andrew Bryson want to tour the world? Are those your ambitions, to go pro?
Yeah, eventually.
On two wheels?
Yeah. I don't know if Mom will let me, though.
Dad will go with you.
Yeah. He's going to have to convince Mom. What? That's always a struggle.
I bet the guy to the left of me will help come up with a game plan.
Well, oh, yeah. And what kind of a career is BMX? Can you make a living at it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's all the way thing, because it is an Olympic sport, so I think that's going to be the biggest ability that these younger riders have, like Andrew, to be able to turn professional, race for trade teams, as well as Team USA and things like that.
Right, and bicycle manufacturers?
Yep.
And what are the top bicycle manufacturers?
I think there's those same manufacturers that have been in the game forever. DK Bikes is who I ride for, your Haros, your Redlines, your GTs. There's a few race-specific brands, but those brands...
You didn't say Schwinn.
Schwinn actually doesn't make a race bike anymore. Yeah, I know.
Showing my age.
It Huffy? Was my first BMX race bike.
How about so. Huffy?
Huffy, nope, they're out.
They're out of
here. He's ruining my day, Brittany.
I know.
Well, and you're right, you know, because it was so funny. I was talking to somebody about doing a radio show. I says, you could do a radio show on pickleball.
Yeah.
Because you just never know what people are interested in. Because I'm sure when you get to the track and you have a race, what's your attendance like? Pretty crazy.
Yeah, we have pretty good attendance out there.
Yeah.
I hear it's growing. That's the rumor.
No, it's great to see it. Every year we kind of keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I think we're at the highest we've ever been at the moment, though.
Do you do classes for entry-level BMX riders?
We do everything from new rider courses. We actually have a new beginner league that's starting up in a couple weeks where it's like an all-inclusive thing for brand-new riders to help them get involved. But we do weekly classes. Like, I work with Andrew every single week. We do beginner classes all the way up to expert classes.
So you're a trainer as well as a track owner, and do you still race?
Yeah, I'm kind of slowing away from racing. I just had my second kid last year, so with two kids now, it's kind of focusing on family, the track, and making sure that we have a facility for kids like Andrew to continue to excel and reach their goals.
All right, how do you get the track so smooth?
A lot of work.
Out there with sandpaper?
Yeah, sandpaper.
It looks like it. It's gorgeous.
I know. So where is the one in Chula Vista located at?
That one's located at the Olympic Training Center.
Okay. And the other one's in Kearney Mesa. Whereabouts in Kearney Mesa?
Yeah, correct. That's going to be our most popular location. It's such a good centrally located place. Everybody kind of knows probably where Rady's Children's Hospital is. We're right off that exit right there.
Now, between the two tracks, are they identical? Are they different?
Completely different. Yeah. I mean, each track across the country is going to be different, but these two are definitely different tracks. Yeah.
Are there standards? There has to be one of these and that.
Similar things. Like you have to have, you can't be too short. You've got to have a certain width. Mm-hmm. But as far as design, shape, everything can be different in each track.
Like a motocross track.
Absolutely.
It's no different.
Yep.
Starting gates are all the same, pretty much across the spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah, certain things like that are going to be standard.
Yeah, so that when you go to this track and this track and this track and this track, you'll know the starting gates are the same.
Yep, they can be different heights and different how pitch, like how steep they are, things like that. But as far as the actual gate, they're pretty much all the same.
Right. And then as riders, you kind of have preferences of tracks?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What's your favorite track?
San Diego BMX.
There you go.
Yeah, listen, it's all on his shirt, too.
I didn't even pay him to say that either.
I know you did good, but you're right to get the invoice out,
good
Dad.
Job. Good work.
So let's ask the gorilla in the room. What's it cost to ride?
Not much. If you want to come out your first, it's $10 to practice.
Oh, my.
What about to race?
To race, it's $15, and that includes practice. So practice and racing is $15. Yeah,
and then what were those minimum pants?
Yeah, you've got to have literally sweatpants, a long sleeve, a helmet, and any bike. Any bike, any helmet, anything like that.
How about shoes?
Yeah, you do have to have shoes. That is a good point. Yep. No flip-flops, though. Close-toed
but tennis shoes.
But still, it's so reasonable.
Yeah. Okay, we need to sit down and talk. You're never going to make any money at $15. We got to talk, okay? We got to figure out something a little bit.
You know, it's so accessible, and that's probably why you have so many people coming. So he's got the numbers working in his favor as far as people.
I've always said if the Padres would sell their hot dogs for $2, they would sell 20 times more hot dogs than they sell at $9.
Yeah.
So you're on the right track.
Yeah.
You're going to get more riders and more girls, more boys?
Definitely more boys, but the girls' classes are growing pretty fast.
Yeah. Once they see it, and they realize it, that they can get in there because they're going to be just as competitive.
Absolutely. The girls' classes going through the roof is how progressive it is.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
Time to get going. How about if I sponsor you? $15 would get you in a training class.
Right. It's definitely there's interest. But you can't sell. Not done with my race.
You can't sell 37.
No. She's not going anywhere yet.
But you could have 37 as a BMX rider.
Yeah, you get to pick your number. Do you have a number?
It really depends because there's a bunch of different numbers that you can get from different points. Not different tracks, but it's different types of points from different races. Like there's local, which is, it's just your normal points. I guess it's your district points.
What's your number?
My district number for this year is 67. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's going to be for next year yet.
So they assign it to you?
Yes. No, it's based on how many points.
Oh, I gotcha. All right. So who's your sponsors? Who sponsors you to the track?
So I have
his phone.
He's ready.
He's doing it off the top of his head.
Atlas. I have Bombshell Parts. I have 7MX. And then I also have, Mom and Dad.
The best in the game right there.
Yeah, see, if you don't remember Mom and Dad, you will be walking home from the studio. It's just that simple.
I also can't forget 661. That's for my elbow pad and stuff, which definitely helps.
Yeah, gone down?
Yeah, I broke my elbow around 8 months ago.
I got an email. There's a wire in his elbow.
That's how you're getting out of riding at school, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, smooth.
Yeah, smooth. Nothing but smooth. Yep. Well, you know, so when you pick a bike, is there any particular bike design that you like better than other bike designs? Or is there something special or no?
Not really. It's all really about preference. Like different bikes have different geometry and different bike lengths.
And they fit you different. Like how tall are you?
Yeah, I am 5'9 or 5'10.
Okay, so if you keep growing, then you're going to end up with a different bike down the road, right?
Yeah.
Do they have brakes?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I get rid of them.
We don't use them during.
Brakes. You don't need brakes.
We need them for the last bit, right after the finish line, because we need to slam the brakes.
Oh, yeah?
Or else we're going to run into the fence in the back.
Have you?
On occasion.
I think like once at Chula Vista when my brakes just stopped working.
Jeez. Now, do they do laps or is it a one lap?
It's a sprint. It's one lap as fast as you can from the starting gate to the finish.
Okay.
It's literally less than 40 seconds.
Yeah.
And then on to the next moto.
So do you, I know you're young and everything and you probably don't think you have to, but do you work out?
Yeah, I guess. I'm kind of starting to get into it now because I'm at that level where I need to get stronger.
They're starting to beat you?
Well, he's going next level.
I need to get stronger because as good as I am at local, there are countless people that do like nationals and go worldwide that are so much faster than me. And if
what about diet? Do you have a diet? I mean, are you on any type of a special food diet that you for strength and what have you, or no?
Not really. I've thought about it, but I feel like
come on, coach.
This is kind of working,
coach.
For me.
I'm gonna cover it on the track. And I think he is, like he said, he's at that age, right, where you kind of in that fork in the road of, hey, am I gonna stay local and keep doing what I'm doing, or am I gonna go to that next step and get a gym program and start making sure I'm eating right and kind of take everything to the next level?
I think you're right. This is about the point where you
because
really
that's where you went, right?
Absolutely. And once you go in, you have to go all in. Yeah, I mean, we have sports, like it is an Olympic sport, so
yeah. Well, you don't do it just once you move into that next level, that's not for fun.
Yeah, well, it's a job.
In the green room, we were talking about mental coaches. We brought up Christian Craig and the mental coach.
If you want to be the best. His mental coach is a BMXer. His mental coach is an Olympic gold, was the Olympic gold medalist.
Did you go to Olympics?
I didn't. I was on Team USA in 08, so I was on the Olympic long team. So from us eight riders, three of us went. Unfortunately, I had a crash earlier in that year, so I didn't go all the way. But I came close. It was kind of cool to be a part of that whole process.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Still got your jacket.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
Got your team jacket.
And I represented Team USA for all the World Cups for many, many years and stuff like that. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, and what a great mentor, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, is he hard on you?
Yes.
Well, if he wasn't, then I would say, I don't think you're doing your job. If you're
true.
And I'm not saying, you heard me not say mean. Mm-hmm. I said hard.
Yeah. Or firm, yeah.
Like, yeah, because, well, it's no different than you in school if he doesn't toe the line, right? Yeah, right.
But he does.
I know. Well, he sounds like one of your favorites.
It's hard to not have favorites. He's just such a good kid. Yeah. He's a good guy. He's a really good guy. Yeah. In fact, when I met you, Tyler, I said, yeah, I'm here to watch Andrew. And I think that's what you said. Oh, he's a good kid.
Yeah, he is.
You are.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't invest the time if he wasn't. Let's just put it that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Or if you didn't see something in him. But you got to be careful with that, too, because you don't want to really put too much pressure on him.
No, but you do walk that fine line that you want the riders that want to excel to push themselves to be the best they can be.
It's such a fine line
because
you do want them to discover their best version of themselves.
Absolutely. Right.
And sometimes it's painful.
Yeah.
It's never painful.
Yeah. I feel like the only reason that he's not going as hard as me is because there's other kids at the clinics. Like there's other younger kids that are 8 or 9, and while they always have more energy than me, I'm also sometimes going like twice as fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
During some parts.
Well, and you've learned. So, like I said, you've been doing it since you were little. So, you know, he could probably let you go a little by yourself and spend a little bit more time on the younger kids.
Yeah.
But if you pull that trigger, be prepared.
That's right. Yeah, if you decide.
Yeah, when you pull that trigger, hang on. Do you have any kind of social media that people can follow you around on?
I have an Instagram, A Bryson S.
All right. Yeah. All right, buddy. Hey, good luck. And we do have a thing of people just come on our show.
So true.
Honest to God, 90, 95%?
That's a high percent.
That you win at your next event.
I like it.
No pressure, but
no pressure. But if it happens, you could come on anytime prior to a big race and we'll help you cross the finish line. All right, we got to hit the dusty trail. Thanks for guys coming in. We should have a blast. This is FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.